Here's a question, and we're going to find out the answer. Could video games be a solution for those with ADHD learning challenges? Well, there's some research underway, and so far, it's showing some encouraging signs. Wanted to find out more about this, so we've dialed up Dr. Richard Zhao, who is an assistant professor in the Department of Computer Science at the University of Calgary, along with Dr. Meadow Schrouder, who is at the U of C as well, an assistant professor in a school and applied child psychology. Doctors, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Nice to have you here.
Great to be here.
All right. First off, Dr. Schrouder, wanted to ask you just a little bit about ADHD, because I think a lot of us think we know what it is, but I'm not 100% sure that we understand fully what it is. Can you go over that a little bit for us and how it appears in children and adults?
Yeah. So ADHD is presents as individuals who have difficulty with attention, hyperactivity, and impulsivity. So things like not being able to sustain attention or being impulsive in terms of decision making, and then just hyperactivity in terms of just being able to not be able to sit, to focus, pay attention when they need to, patience level, things like that.
Is it, it seems like it's on the rise, is it? Or is it just we now have people being more aware of it, and so it's being diagnosed more often?
That's a question that's actually been asked quite a lot in the literature, and there is some mixed results. I think most of the literature leans towards just people being more aware of it.
Okay.
And, you know, more access to actual being assessed for it as well.
Yeah, and probably more supports as well. Dr. Zhao, curious to know why you started looking at gaming and ADHD. How did that come together?
Right. So as computer scientists, we are always looking for ways to use our research to solve problems in the real world and to benefit our society. And video game technology allows us to create virtual worlds and simulations. We know games are fun. We know games are engaging.
Yeah.
And we can use games for educational purposes. And that's my research.
So that is your research. So the research that you're doing then with gaming and artificial intelligence with those who are living with ADHD, what kind of gaming, first off, and AI is being used? And I'm curious to know what results you're seeing.
So basically, we are applying video game concepts to help students, in this case, students with a very specific need, like students with ADHD. So we are looking at the elements of games that we can use to help students learn.
So right? What kind of elements? Like, it's not just you're not sitting down and they're playing. The first one that comes to mind is Frogger, but it's 100 years old. You're not playing, you know, Donkey Kong. You know, what are those elements, and how does that help?
Right. So we are, in this particular case here, we are providing students with an engaging story inside a video game context. So as students go through the story, they are interacting with virtual characters. They're having different dialogue with the virtual characters. And through these different dialogue options, they are learning the required content.
Interesting. So, Dr. Schrouder, when you see this and you hear this, so how does that how does that interaction and going through that interaction on the video game, then how would that translate to real life and help in real life?
So maybe I should clarify that this is a project that we are still developing.
Yeah.
So we haven't had a lot of time to evaluate the effectiveness of this. But what we're hoping to do is, with students with ADHD, they have a hard time really being self-motivated to go through the content that is maybe a little bit dry and boring.
Mm.
So by really presenting this in a way that's entertaining, that's interesting, that's interactive, we're hoping that students will then be able to sustain that attention long enough to be able to learn the content that we really feel is important for them, so that they can be better prepared when they hit that first year of post-secondary.
That's fantastic. Is there a use for this, do you believe, with people with ADHD at a younger age? I know right now you're looking at post-secondary. Is there the possibility for, you know, kids, younger kids or teens, young teens?
Yeah, I think long term what we'd really like to do is make something adapted for students even hitting that grade 8 level.
Yeah.
When students are getting into that high school is actually a big transition for students too. And it really is a time for students with learning disabilities and ADHD that they can find difficult when that content just becomes that little bit harder. And they're also expected to be more independent in their learning. Mm. So if we could maybe adapt this program eventually to those kids and get them really even prepared earlier, that would be ideal to have them hit them then and then again in grades 11 or 12.
This is, I'm. This sounds pretty exciting. I mean, the potential here, is something that could be so beneficial for a lot of people, Dr. Zhao.
Definitely. We've already seen the effect of video game technology in the educational context. As part of my past research, we used video game technology in the nursing simulation context, where we train medical professionals to identify symptoms of child abuse. Mm. And we've seen success in that area. We've seen success of video game technology being used to create simulations to train engineers, for example, in a manufacturing environment. So this is something that can be used in a lot of different areas. Very big potential.
So, yeah, that potential. So as you're moving forward, and Dr. Schroeder, you mentioned that you just started on this, and what's next as far as taking a look at what's happening and future potential? And I know that might be, you know, I'm asking you to look into your crystal ball, and you probably don't do that very often, but I'm curious to know what might be next here.
I think we have right now a really good foundation for what we want to do. We need to tweak a little bit of the content, and we need to tweak a little bit of the gamification of this program. And then once we've got that going, we'd like to do a pilot with students to get their feedback. And so it'll be kind of iterative as we go along. We'll develop, get feedback. And then we're hoping that, you know, within about a year, we'll be able to have something that we can then work and do like a larger scale project and research with students, and hopefully even expand it then, right? If we have a smaller group of students we do this pilot on, we can expand it possibly, I think, to Alberta, and hopefully track students as well. So see how well did this prepare them for post-secondary and track the same students as they're going through their first year.
Fascinating stuff. I look forward to talking with you both again in about a year from now and see where this is at. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, take care. Have a great weekend. Dr. Richard Zhao and Dr. Meadow Schroeder. So using, you know, computer science and as I said, gamification to help those right now focused on, you know, transitioning from high school into post-secondary. Never thought about, I hear, you know, computer games and automatically I think of, you know, what my kid has been playing, you know, the racing car stuff and, you know, whatever those games are. And I know I mentioned Frogger. Don't at me on the Twitter. That was the first one that jumped into my head. I know that it's really old and I just dated myself. But I think it's really cool. But we're seeing more and more of that, aren't we? Especially with AI and in Alberta and, you know, Edmonton. Home of so much of that right now. Pretty amazing stuff.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.